you know, with our record at the moment, we need to catch up. Okay, and it wasn't, especially with our guard situation, we felt that we need a little bit more power in that position. So, you know, we had to make a move.
I hear the fans saying, how do you say the bloke who's just scored you 21 points?
Oh, he's been... Good question. Look, Jared has been playing the last couple of games really, really well, but there was water under the bridge before that, that we need to make a move to make sure that we're challenging for the finals. And we felt that we weren't doing that, getting across the board with Jared in it. So we had to make a tough move, and you know, the move's been made, and we'll keep going forward.
Are you close to finding a replacement who does fit?
Hopefully, fingers crossed. So next 24 hours we should know. Once we get that, we'll let you know.
So is that combo scoring guard the type of player that you do need and you're after?
Yeah, hopefully give us a little bit more scoring punch off the bounce. You know, we kind of lacking that a little bit, I suppose, without Damo in there and the pieces of the puzzle move. So we have to adjust a little bit. So we're hopeful the guy coming in can be that, give Casey a hand on the perimeter.
You've spoken before about how popular Jared was with his teammates. How did they react when the news dropped?
Yeah, I think they're all professional. It's, you know, we talked to after the game in Adelaide. You know, obviously Jared was took it well. You know, he's a good guy, good chemistry, but facts of the matter is we got to get wins. It's that's a part of professional sport, and hopefully that'll be sooner than later.
You spoke about local players needing to lift as much as anyone. Do you see that on the other night? Like, did you see enough there?
Or? Yeah, well, I was really pleased with Thursday night. Obviously, we didn't win against Adelaide, but our effort and our intensity was there. Our rebounding was back to where it was. And, you know, we missed a few opportunities out there, and that's, you know, Adelaide have got their tail up 8 in a row now. So, look, I love how we worked out on the court. That was Wildcats basketball, and now we just got to pay a little bit more attention to detail.
Trevor, all this talk about the world record, 30 straight finals appearances, is that a motivation or is it, at this point, a distraction?
Oh, look, we haven't really talked about it. We're getting back to playing Wildcats basketball. That's first and foremost, and that's secondary. If we start playing good basketball, the results will come. You know, we've got to take care of what we're doing on the court. And when we do that, we know that we're a championship team. But we've got to make sure we're doing that on the court.
Illawarra next. They were a pretty tough assignment last time you played.
Yeah, they got us. They shot really well and out-rebounded us. They really gave us a bath on the boards. And, you know, we know how they work. They'll be pressing and playing some zones. So, you know, we're going to be a little bit man down. We won't have our new player by then. So it's, you know, it's time to step up for all of us. Yeah, he's coming really well. He's, you know, working really well. He's on track for mid-January, so we're hopeful that he'll be back in a couple of weeks.
Jesse Wagstaff told us last week that one of the major issues in his mind is rebounding. Is that an issue that is possibly being addressed?
Yeah, well, the last couple of weeks, I think Thursday night, we got the rebound count where we wanted it. You know, and then we just got to, that's first and foremost, we've got to win that possession. And now we've just got to pay attention to details of how to get each other the scoring opportunities. They're drying up a little bit, and hopefully we can get that going on Saturday night.
Are you feeling the pressure with the import situation, given all the press this year with what's happened, the backflips and so forth?
It's just a little bit. We haven't had, I don't think we've played this year with the whole 10, oh, sorry, 11 on the roster. It's always been something happening, so... Look, we love to get everyone back fit and healthy and love to get everyone on the court to give this thing a real good shake. And we just got to get our timing right. You know, there's still 12 games and we see what Adelaide done get on a bit of a roll. So hopefully we've got that work ethic to get ourselves on the roll, but certainly give ourselves a great chance of being there and challenging for the championship. This thing is still wide open and we have a lot of self-belief. We just got to put the runs on the board.